the Counter, a podcast from Drug Topics.
I'm Lauren Bispaldi, managing editor of Drug Topics, and I'm here with Bonnie Bertram, senior director of clinical consulting at Omnicell, to discuss pharmacist burnout in the COVID-19 pandemic and how technology might be able to ease some of the burden that pharmacists face. Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us today. Could you please give viewers a quick introduction and talk a little bit about your role at Omnicell?
Sure. And thanks for your time today as well, Lauren. I appreciate it. So I'm a pharmacist with a unique blend of both clinical pharmacy practice and healthcare industry experience. I've had the pleasure to work with health systems across the country to help them address operational efficiency, medication utilization and inventory management, pharmacy automation, and technology adoption. So at Omnicell, I really enjoy applying all of those experiences as the senior director of clinical consulting, and I lead a great team of both clinical and technical subject matter experts who work with our sales team to help support our customers as they look to enhance their pharmacy operations and ultimately improve patient care.
Great. Thank you so much for that. You know, really, since the COVID-19 pandemic has begun, we've heard a lot about heightened burnout in the healthcare community, particularly among pharmacists. So would you be able to just discuss some of the ways that that burnout has really manifested within the pharmacy profession over the last year and a half?
Absolutely. And while it's really important to highlight the fact that the pandemic has brought attention to the impact on pharmacy and healthcare staffing, I think it's equally notable to call out that burnout was rising before pandemic times, and likely COVID exacerbated those challenges. If I look at a recent pharmacy workforce survey, almost 70% of pharmacists reported that their workload was heavy, if not excessively heavy, and their frustration levels were high. Also, more recently, researchers at the University of Michigan conducted a survey and published their findings earlier this year. Now, those findings were from the beginning of the pandemic, but even then, pharmacists were reporting an average of 50% burnout rates. Part two of that study is underway. I just noticed that survey. So it'll be interesting as we move further into the pandemic what those findings will be. And unfortunately, with recent shortages and labor challenges, I'm wondering if those numbers of burnout might tick upward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just reading something recently about how they're anticipating, the Bureau of Labor Statistics is anticipating like a 10-year shortage in the healthcare workforce, which was just incredible to me. And I wonder how much of that was the pre-burnout that the pandemic exacerbated.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were already experiencing shortages, especially with primary care providers. Mm-hmm. And that's why some of this recent legislation that's aimed at provider status for pharmacists is also gaining more attention to help close that gap as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice to see that, you know, they're taking steps, you know, on a legislative level to address it. So do you envision technology solutions as a way that pharmacists can alleviate burnout, or do these solutions stand to add onto the current pharmacist workload?
A great question, because I think at one point in time, technology was viewed as a burden. It was something that pharmacy had to add additional FTEs to help get it going, to shorten learning curves, to get familiar with it and so forth. I think that's changed. And if we look at technology even offered with additional services to help sites ramp quickly, to provide a resident expert, to provide ongoing monitoring and optimization, technology can be the best thing that we do to enhance workflow, to bring about increased medication safety, certainly job satisfaction if I'm a pharmacist and allowed to do more of what I love and being closer to the patient. So 100%, I think if done correctly, technology can make a big difference. To give a couple of examples, I can cite a health system in Ohio where they implemented robotic technology in their central pharmacy to address medication dispensing needs for a few hospitals. So now we're taking technology to remove manual processes at other sites, institute, you know, a barcode scan in, scan out concept, reducing medication errors, and certainly, again, putting clinical workforce closer to the patient and clinical duties. I think another area to call out that's important is also the rising use of technology for IV medications and sterile compounding. Mm-hmm. Certainly there, we want to do everything we can to ensure medication safety, accuracy of those preparations, and then also look at the individual. There's even studies demonstrating, you know, manual fatigue for doing some of those procedures over and over and over again. So definitely lots of ways to improve pharmacy operations and to help with that job satisfaction by removing some of the workload from those individuals in the pharmacy.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a really great opportunity to, you know, streamline a lot of efficiencies for pharmacists and, you know, take away the burden of those manual tests and just allow them to care for patients, which is, I mean, that's what you signed up to do, so.
Exactly.
Is there one area in particular, you know, that you can mention that in which pharmacists can really optimize their workflow through technology?
Certainly. I think most of us pharmacists, whether we are practicing in retail, community, or in a hospital setting, we're very familiar with how technology can help us with repackaging, with filling vials, with large-scale mail order operations, and so forth. I think the new area to look at in terms of technology and using it in our favor is along the lines of inventory management, having broad system or system-wide visibility, in addition to utilizing real-time insights, the potential for benchmarking, and so forth. And nothing has highlighted that greater than the recent pandemic. If you think about how we had an influx of patients who needed a higher acuity level of care, the medications that they were demanding or needing for that care are also sometimes difficult to come by. They're unfortunately, you know, at the top of a drug shortage list at times. Sure. And so if I'm a leader of a health system, if I could know exactly what I had, where it is, and how I could move that to that new area of acuity and better take care of patients, minimize my risk or even my additional spend to accumulate additional drug because I don't know that I have it, that's really where we should focus in as far as finding efficiencies.
Yeah, no, that's very interesting, particularly how it relates to the whole supply chain issue with medications. And, you know, I don't know that there are easy solutions to that, but it's nice to see that there are options out there to sort of mitigate where it can be mitigated.
Exactly. I think, and that can apply to all aspects of pharmacy because the supply chain impact is so great. I think everyone needs to become a little bit more shrewd and on top of their game as far as you know, knowing what they have and how to get it quickly.
Yeah, for sure. If you could leave our viewers with one piece of parting advice for addressing burnout through technology or through other means, what would that piece of advice be?
Well, again, I'm very glad that we're talking about this important topic as it impacts not only pharmacists, but all healthcare workers. And it's unfortunate that the rate of burnout in this industry is probably greater than other industries. So it really is important that we look for ways to lessen that. And technology really is the answer. I think the takeaway is to embrace the use of technology, to not see it as a burden, to look for ways where technology with services added to help you implement and ramp up quickly is truly the way to go. And also to look at technology across all aspects like we covered. It's not just a matter of serving as a packaging alternative, but it's your true hub of the pharmacy ecosystem so that we can use those important clinical players in the areas where we need them most, closest to patient care, and also allow them to achieve better job satisfaction because they're doing what they signed up for. You know, we didn't go into this to manage manual reports and you know, spend hours tracking things down. We wanted to do this to provide the best clinical service for the best patient care.
Thank you to Lonnie for taking the time out of her busy schedule to have this fascinating discussion on burnout, technology, and the pharmacy profession. If you liked this episode, check out our other podcasts available on drugtopics.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next time at the counter.